On his latest album, Mood Swings, the platinum-selling artist Vito sings about a man who's flattering, passionate, and all about indulging his woman. Yeah. Let's have a 101. That was You and Me from Vito's 6th full-length album, Mood Swings, and he joins us now from Atlanta. Vito, thank you so much for joining us.
Absolutely, absolutely. Thank you for having me. How you feeling?
I'm feeling good. I'm glad to be talking to you now. I'm just going to say it. You know, R&B can be very sexy music. It could be other stuff, too.
Right,
but in this album, it's a lot of songs that I will call, you know, kind of bedroom R&B.
Yeah,
you know what
absolutely.
I'm saying? It's like get with your man, get with your partner, get with whoever, and have a nice time. So in a way that's safe for radio, tell us about why you like making that kind of music.
Oh man, well, it's self-explanatory. I think that that's how we all got here. I think it's a, you know, it's a soul tie, of course. And you know, It's just sexy, man. People like feeling sexy. You know, women like to, you know, get dressed and feel sexy while they're doing it. And I think that was something that I wanted to give the ladies. And that's what Mood Swings did.
What do you think makes a Vito song? And like as an example, because we want to hear a little bit of Celebrate, and then I want you to tell me like what makes this a Vito song. Tonight I want to celebrate. You deserve your own award. Diamonds and some gold.
Champagne for everything you've been working for. What makes it a Vito song is just, you know, the sheer appreciation, the love, and the emotion that goes into it. And I think that everybody should be celebrated. And I think Celebrate is that song that you can celebrate whomever to. And Celebrate is 100% a Vito song. Because one thing I'm going to do is I'm going to give my women some encouragement. You know, I'm going to get them their flowers.
Well, that's the thing. This album is called Mood Swings, mm-hmm. and it seems like it's different kind of characters mm-hmm. in each song, because you got the songs where you celebrating the women,
right.
you with them, you know, you there for them, but then you got some other songs where you're like, I'm just here for a good time,
right.
Like, I'm just trying to have fun. So when you're singing, are you the player? Are you the long-term person? How do you think about that when you approach your songs?
In some cases, you know, I have to put myself in a realm of being a player to basically, you know, get that emotion across. But honestly, I'm a long-term thing. I like to create music that I feel people will relate to. That's why, you know, you got the songs on there, you know, DAF, which is explicit, mm-hmm. but it's like, mm-hmm. it's fun, you know, it's fun. And that's where I had to put myself into the player aspect of it. So it's like, all right, you know, maybe we should start charging. Y'all charge us, you know. I'm so proud of you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. DAF is a song, we can't play it on the radio because it's a little explicit, but you know, you do talk about getting a woman to buy you a PS5. Mm-hmm. Has a woman ever bought you a PS5? Or what's the most expensive gift a woman has ever bought you?
Yes, a woman have bought me a PS5. It's downstairs in my room right now.
So you got it right now?
I got it right now, yeah. I'm probably going to play after this, but I don't think I would call it a gift. I would say like a celebration. I think my celebration for my 28th birthday, I think we spent like $70,000 or something like that.
Mm. And who did that? Did your mama do that? Or this was your girl?
This was my girl, my fiance, yeah.
That's love.
Yeah,
that is real love.
For sure. Absolutely.
I mean, your very smooth voice really shines on these tracks. I want to play a bit from another song that I really like, Soul. Forgive me if I get too sentimental. Some things in my life have been instrumental to me. I know I'm hard to love, but if you do, can you promise? Hold on to me, never let go. Broken, but you give me hope, babe. Show me you can love me slow. You know, and I should mention, since this is NPR, you did a Tiny Desk concert last year with Usher.
Yeah.
Usher called you and singer Eric Bellinger, who was also there, two of the most incredible voices of this time.
Yeah.
This is what he said. We got it on tape. That's huge coming from Usher.
Absolutely.
Like, what was it like hearing that?
Oh, man, it was amazing. It just really solidified that, man, you're on the right path. Great things take time. But until then, share my light.
yeah. No, that's amazing. I do want to get back to the album. And you have a lot of songs, like I said, that are about, you know, loving somebody, celebrating somebody. But then you talk about, you know, some toxic relationships, mm-hmm. like on Somebody Else. And here's a little bit of that. I don't know what happened to you. You used to be Malibu, now I can't even sleep no more. You ain't even a freak no more. I can't wake up and repeat no more. It can be you or somebody else, yeah. Who do you think you are? This ain't good for my health. I can do better by myself. I'ma be good with somebody else. Who do you think you are? I do think this will be an anthem because, you know, we quick to say, I could do bad all by myself.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
I don't need this. I could do bad all by myself. I mean, I know you're in a happy relationship now, but, like, have you been in those types of situations? And, like, how do you move on from them?
Yeah, absolutely, I have. You know, a lot of people think that, man, you know, once you get the girl or once you get the guy, you got them. Been in a relationship and, been, you know, it's work. And, you know, oftentimes we get comfortable. I'm guilty of getting comfortable, you know, and then my fiance is guilty of being comfortable. Even in the past relationship, you got comfortable, move on. I think my advice for people, when you move on from someone, you have to find another distraction.
Is that finding another person, though? Because they always say, get under somebody
else.
Yeah,
whatever. Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, I feel like, you know, you whatever your distraction is, let it be that.
We've almost covered the entire emotional spectrum on this album, but I want to end with my favorite song, Forever. Let's make it forever, girl. Not just for this moment. I'll be yours forever, girl. Say yes and we can own it. You sing about finding love after pain.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, what kind of message do you have for those who are still looking for love but struggling?
You know, I would say don't look for love. I think what you should focus on is being happy. You have to be in a happy place and you have to have a certain aura around you to attract that. Stop putting so much emphasis on actually going out and finding love and just focus on being happy. Love yourself. If you're single now, I promise you, once you're happy, you're going to start running into people that just make you smile, make your day light up. Focus on being happy. And the love will find you.
That is beautiful. And the love for yourself is a forever love.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
But thank you so much. That was Vito. His latest album, Mood Swings, is out now. Vito, thank you so much for joining
us. Thank you, Aisha. I appreciate it. Thank you. I don't mind being used as a place to escape.